Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, our sources are tackling something that's, well, it's both incredibly destructive and often completely invisible. We're talking about compulsive gambling.
Right.
So our mission for you is to really cut through the noise, lay out the warning signs, and talk about the actual actionable steps needed to fight this impulse control disorder.
And it's so important to frame this correctly from the start. This isn't something that just happens to one type of person. It can affect anyone, and the fallout is. It's just brutal. It shatters relationships. It ruins finances.
Hmm.
And the key thing to grasp, you know, is that term you used, impulse control disorder. Right. The rational part of the brain knows this is bad, but it can't stop the biological drive to just place one more bet.
Okay, so let's dig into that idea of control or the lack of it. It's often called a hidden illness.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, unlike, say, substance abuse, there are no obvious physical signs. You can't see it. The symptoms are all behavioral.
And rooted in secrecy.
Exactly. So much secrecy and shame. The person is constantly chasing losses, but the main thing they're doing socially is lying. Lying about where the money went, how much they lost, convinced nobody could possibly understand.
And that secrecy makes sense when you understand the psychology.
Yeah.
It's not just a bad habit.
Not at all. It taps directly into the brain's most basic reward system. It's the ultimate instant gratification loop. It's the anticipation of the win that becomes the drug. And that feeling is strong enough to just short circuit all rational thought.
Which brings us to some really common myths we need to bust. First up, the idea that you have to be gambling every single day to have a problem.
Yeah, that's just not true. It's a problem if it causes problems, period. It doesn't matter if it's a daily online poker game or one massive high-stakes bet once a year. If it causes negative consequences, it's a problem.
Okay, so if it's not about frequency, what about money? The classic defense.
Right.
I can afford it, so it's not a big deal.
That's myth number two. And it's a dangerous one. Our sources are crystal clear on this. The damage is not just financial. It leads to losing jobs, legal trouble, and severe mental health issues. Deep depression, anxiety. And when everything finally comes crashing down, the suicide risk is tragically high.
And we have to talk about the modern risk, the online world. I think a lot of people assume playing on your phone is somehow safer, less serious than a casino.
That's myth number three, and it might be the most insidious one today. The data shows online gamblers spend more money, play more often, and for much longer sessions.
Why is that?
Because it removes all the friction. There's no travel time, no waiting for a seat. It's just instant 24/7 access in your pocket. That complete lack of a buffer zone is lethal for someone trying to recover.
That's a huge point. Now, shifting to causes. We see that compulsive gambling rarely happens in a vacuum. It's often linked with other disorders.
Absolutely. Clinicians call it a dual diagnosis. It's frequently tied to substance abuse, ADHD, chronic stress, bipolar disorder. These things feed each other.
So if the problem is that constant frictionless access, then the solution has to be about more than just willpower.
It has to be. Recovery means building rigid physical barriers. You have to create friction. That's the key. Make it hard, make it time-consuming to place that bet.
So what does creating friction actually look like in practice?
It means removing the tools of the trade, so to speak. You have to severely restrict access to money. That means closing online accounts, cutting up credit cards, and maybe even having a family member take total control of the finances.
And the digital side of it.
You have to attack that, too. Use the self-exclusion options on betting sites, they all have them, block the apps, and crucially, delete all the autofill information for your credit cards and logins. The goal is to force a pause. Just a few minutes between the urge and the action can be enough for the rational brain to kick in.
So to wrap this up for you, the takeaway is that overcoming this really requires that two-pronged attack. You have to deal with the underlying issues like anxiety or depression, but at the same time, you must build those ironclad real-world barriers.
And the final thought we want to leave you with is a serious one. When a compulsive gambler is finally forced to face the mountain of debt and broken trust, the collapse of their self-worth is catastrophic. This is why the rate of suicide is so high. Just remember, there is help. Gamblers Anonymous for the individual and Gammon for the family. And for the family, you have to protect yourself, especially financially. You can offer support, but only the gambler can make the choice to build those barriers and do the work.